Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. A couple shows ago, we started to talk about the helicopter crash in Phoenix, and we ran out of time, so I wanted to do that. Our phone number here is 1-800-8-INYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. There's a poll on the internet at American Family Association's website. Why do Christians not really get involved to stop abortion? Fascinating poll, and I talked to a pastor just this morning on this very question, so we'll try to get to that poll. And then our new DVD, Focus on the Strategy 2, the sequel. This is a really neat DVD. It's 50 minutes long. It's the greatest and latest version of our pro-life strategy. If you've seen 40 Years in the Wilderness, this is a more powerful version of that DVD, and it's edited down. It's not 2 hours long. It's 50 minutes long, which makes it great for Sunday school class, for having friends over for dinner or for coffee and dessert and watching a video. So please consider getting that. Focus on the strategy, too. Okay, so you know the news story, right? There's a criminal, there's a criminal in Phoenix. He's leading a police chase, and the news crews and two helicopters, they're following. And so last week, there were legal experts who were in the media talking about whether or not homicide charges, a homicide is the death of a human being, right? The death of a human being is a homicide when a human being is killed. So whether or not homicide charges in the deaths of four news crewmen could be leveled against the criminal who's leading the police chase. And so think about the principles involved in that. The general principle from Scripture is if a criminal, if he's committing a crime and then there is harm caused indirectly by his crime, then he's responsible for that harm. He's responsible for the unintended consequences of his crime. If somebody goes in to rob a bank and the security guard has a heart attack and dies right there during the robbery, well, then the criminal is responsible for that death. That's part of the harm brought about by his crime. Even if the guy had serious heart problems all along, that's not relevant. If I race through a street intersection and I blow off a red light and I fly through and I skid out in the middle of the intersection to turn the corner, and I'm causing this huge distraction to the drivers in the intersection. And so then here comes this Mack truck, and he's also distracted, and he plows into a station wagon. Is there such a thing as a station wagon any longer? Well, say it's a minivan. He plows into a minivan, and he kills a mom and two kids. Okay, so that's not my fault because I didn't plow into the minivan. The Mack truck did. But I'm committing a crime, reckless driving, and so therefore I am responsible. I was in jail. I've spent 6 months in jail. Pretty neat 6 months of my life. It's the best place to have a jail ministry is when you're in jail. That's the biblical model. That's how the apostles did it. Anyway, I had a cellmate who was a young punk who was in a stolen van, and there was a police chase, and they crashed into a car and killed a young girl. I think she was about 7 or 8 years old. So devastating, absolutely devastating. And to hear him in his attitude that he's not responsible, it's not his fault, he wasn't driving. And boy, did I read him the Riot Act. You could be assured that I read him the Riot Act. Okay, now let's continue with this story. So legal experts are discussing whether or not this criminal from Arizona could be charged. His name, by the way, is Christopher Jones, 23 years old, whether he could be charged with four counts of homicide. Now, a Phoenix defense attorney, Larry DeBus, and just whenever I just hear of a defense attorney, I tend to cringe because of how evil they are as a group. I know I'm generalizing. Just generally, they're evil. Is there a good one out there? I don't know. I've never heard of a good one, but maybe there is. I don't know all defense attorneys. Anyway, this evil guy, well, I'm being redundant. I already said he's a defense attorney, so let me retract that, calling him an evil guy. This defense attorney, this Larry DeBus, said that prosecutors should hold off considering charges of homicide until an investigation by the National Transportation Safety Board is completed. Why? Well, maybe the NTSB, you know, the folks who do these kinds of investigations, maybe they'll find out that there was some other reason for the crash, like mechanical failure or the weather or perhaps pilot error. I mean, these people are so broken and so evil and so wicked. Pilot error? Obviously, there was some pilot error. Two helicopters crashed into each other. Mechanical failure? Well, the helicopters sort of fell apart. Weather? Yeah, there was weather. There was weather. None of that is relevant. That is not relevant. And to bring up issues like that, you know what it does? It distorts, it blurs the matter of right and wrong. And that's simply unacceptable. And we should let people know that we're angry, we're indignant over this kind of garbage. So this criminal, Jones, he's committing a number of serious felonies when this accident took place. The news, they were covering the police chase. And according to the Phoenix Police Department spokesman, he said that resulted in the death of four innocent people. That's right. That's true. Now, police officials, they want to push the attorney's office, the county attorney's office, to file homicide charges against this 23-year-old criminal, this punk who's running away from the police in a car, and now four innocent people are dead. And he was booked last Saturday on aggravated assault, four counts of aggravated assault, two counts of vehicle theft, and resisting arrest. And I haven't heard if homicide charges have just come down recently, but, and they're hoping that he could face these homicide charges if prosecutors will go along. And the Maricopa County attorney, Richard Romley, said, "That'll be a tough one. If it were up to me, I would do everything in my power, but this is going to be very hard to prove." So do everything in your power, Richard Romley. Do everything in your power to make this happen. So there are previous cases like this, and I'll give you an example from Arizona. Two men were convicted in 1999 of a shooting death of a police officer, Chandler police officer, that's a suburb of Phoenix, Chandler, even though they did not pull the trigger. In fact, I have the particulars of the case here. I think they weren't even at the scene. Let's see. In that case, three men had robbed a jewelry store in Tempe. I used to live in Tempe. I attended Arizona State University, studied computer science there, did real well. Then I went off to work for McDonnell Douglas Helicopter Company on the Apache helicopter. Their plant was in Mesa, Arizona, while I lived in Tempe. So, yeah, I know where Tempe is. Hey, do we have any callers on the line? All right. Okay, we have two callers on the line. All right, so I have one caller. Okay, so let's see if we could, we're having a few phone problems here. But let's see if we could get to Longmont, Colorado. Francis, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live. Hello, Francis? Okay, we do not have, okay, we are having phone problems, so we can't take any calls today. I apologize to the audience. We'll mark that. Okay, and we'll clean that up for the internet. Okay, now, let's see. Let's continue with this story. So, three men had robbed a jewelry store in Tempe, and they led police on a chase to a Chandler apartment complex. Now, follow this if you can. After ditching the getaway car, police discovered... Now, the police didn't ditch the getaway car. The criminals did. After the criminals ditched the getaway car, the police found one of the robbers hiding in an apartment. So officers charged in. There's a robbery, right? Serious crime. So officers charged in, and there was a shootout. It was a gunfight, and it left the robber and a Chandler police officer dead. Now, it's a tragedy that the police officer died. It's fine, even a positive development, that the robber died. So the other robbers were not inside the apartment at the time, but both were charged and convicted, found guilty of murdering the officer. That's pretty good. That's pretty good law work there. And it's appropriate that they were found guilty of that crime, because this was all the consequence of the three of them robbing the jewelry store. And so that's great. Also, by the way, they even found them guilty of murdering their accomplice. Now, that's a bit weird, but it works. It works. And so they were convicted of murder. Okay. Now, also, there's an ongoing case in Arizona where a Phoenix woman faces murder charges in a 2004 robbery attempt. That jewelry store robbery, that was in 1999. So 5 years later, or 6 years ago, no, I'm sorry, 2004. 5 years later, or just a few years ago, there was a robbery attempt by a Phoenix woman at a check cashing store. You know those stores? Wherever there are check cashing stores, you have lower property values. Have you noticed that? So anyway, she tried to rob a check cashing store, and she had an accomplice who ended up dead. The accomplice was shot and killed by the store's clerk, who also shot this Phoenix woman, Rhonda Wright, multiple times, but Rhonda didn't die, but her accomplice did. So prosecutors have said, well, this clerk would not have pulled his weapon on these robbers unless they had entered his store to rob it. And so the clerk was acting in self-defense and defending the business, the store, its property. And so the accomplice is dead. And so the surviving robber, Rhonda Wright, has been charged with murder. And that case is still pending. And that's sad that it takes our criminal justice system so long to handle cases. That's sad. I mean, witnesses move away and criminals get off, because the witnesses no longer live in the state. Or witnesses forget after 5 or 6 or 7 years. They just flat out forget. Or they die. Sometimes they die. So defense attorneys, they like to prolong things. They'll waive their speedy trial right. Unless there's someone being tried for spanking. And then, you know, I recall I was convicted of child abuse for spanking one of our stepsons, one of my stepsons, 5 swats on the backside. And we had multiple trials. We had an appeal. I won the one appeal, and we had retrials, mistrials. It was really a circus. But eventually they got me. And it was funny. This went on for a couple of years. And you have speedy trial rights, but that never seemed to trigger. And they would dismiss other cases to get to mine if my speedy trial right was about to expire. And so I remember the day that we finally went to court when I was finally convicted. That day we went to court, in the news, it was reported that was in Jefferson County, suburb of Denver, suburbs. North, that's west of Denver. North of Denver is Adams County. In Adams County, there was a case scheduled to go to trial, and it was a murder case, but this was an accessory to murder. And they dropped the charges of accessory to murder because the suspect, his speedy trial right was conflicting, and they couldn't quite get to him on time, so they let him go, accessory to murder. But in Jefferson County, that was in Adams County, in Jefferson County, they had a spanker. And they would do anything. They would stop at no expense, no effort. It doesn't matter how tied up the court docket is. It doesn't matter how backlogged. It doesn't matter how much crime is being committed. They're going to go after the spanker. And they did. They did. They finally got me, and I had, a 4-month jail sentence. I did 2 months in Jefferson County Jail at that time. And I've been a pro-life activist for a while. I was the head of Operation Rescue Colorado, the state director, and that led to a couple months in jail. Things like that, peaceful, nonviolent efforts to stop abortion, to raise our kids in a traditional biblical way, so that we have happy, healthy, well-rounded kids. And so today, they have turned outlaws, they've normalized outlaws, and they've taken good parents and turned them into criminals. So that's part of our culture, right? So in the case of this woman, hey, I'm all for her being charged in that way. And yeah, if you commit a crime, you should know that you will be responsible. Not only you will be held responsible, not only for the crime, but for the harm that your crime has caused others. Some people will attempt to commit suicide, and they put paramedics at risk. Paramedics are rushing to an apartment complex where somebody, let's say a 23-year-old woman has been separated from her husband for a year. And now their divorce papers come through, and she finds out he's engaged to his girlfriend. And so she decides to take some pills or slit her wrist. So then you have what? You have the ACLU there, the ACLU and the Libertarian Party, who say you have a right to kill yourself. And so I guess they'd be fighting any paramedics who came to rescue the woman. The paramedics are there, and they're trying to gain entry into the apartment to save the woman. And here's the ACLU and the Libertarian Party, and they're blocking the door. They're blocking the door, saying, oh, she has a right to kill herself. So perverse. But if you're trying to commit suicide and you put someone at risk, you're responsible. So people say, oh, Bob, how would you punish the person? They want to commit suicide anyway. I would say, okay, you put somebody at risk, you caused an accident, people are injured, so you shouldn't have attempted suicide. That's criminal, so you're going to be flogged. And I tell you, a good flogging has a way of getting through to people to help them mature. It just has a way of doing that, even to criminals. So, okay, let's see. What else is in the news? Well, we have this fabulous DVD, this science video called Unlocking the Mysteries of Life. It's put out by Illustra Media. It's from the Intelligent Design Camp, and they go into the inner workings of a cell. And you see, it's an animated video, these parts of it. And this Unlocking the Mysteries of Life, the quality of it, is like, have you ever seen a Nova science program? I mean, a Nova science fiction program on PBS, public television. Fabulous nature programs, except it's science fiction. They talk about evolution and all. But you know how high quality that stuff is? Well, this video, Unlocking the Mysteries of Life, is that quality. Except that its animation, I think, is even better than Nova. Just extraordinarily powerful animation to show you just a few of the machines that are functioning inside a cell. And it will blow your mind. It will blow your mind. So anyway, they made a sequel, another movie, called The Privileged Planet. The Privileged Planet. And it's also from the Intelligent Design Camp. And it's about Earth. And we sell both those videos. We have a science pack. We sell all kinds of neat stuff. And at our store on the internet at KGOV.com, or you could call us at Bob and Yart Live for our catalog. That number is 800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. Well, anyway, this movie, The Privileged Planet, this will blow your mind. It is so wonderfully done, and it shows how extraordinary the Earth is. And how fine-tuned our solar system is to allow for life to flourish on Earth. And how extraordinary it is that life actually exists here. And then they go out into the galaxy and the universe, and they look at our sun and moon, and it's so awesome. So what great DVDs. Well, the movie The Privileged Planet, the video, The Privileged Planet, is based on a book of the same title by Guillermo Gonzalez. He co-wrote The Privileged Planet with another author. And now this astronomer, Guillermo Gonzalez, he supports intelligent design. And he teaches at Iowa State University. And so he's applied for tenure, and they turned him down. And now why would they turn him down? Well, when you are a professor of astronomy at a university like ISU, Iowa State University, they want to see that you are a serious scientist if they're going to give you tenure. The whole tenure thing is a scam anyway, but aside from that, they want to see that you are a serious scientist. So typically, they look at whether or not you're published. Are you a published author? In other words, scientific journals, peer-reviewed journals, do they publish your work? And to get published is pretty hard, especially in publications like Scientific American, Science, Nature. It's pretty tough. Have you authored a textbook written by any mainstream textbook publisher for use at universities around the world? So it turns out that Guillermo Gonzalez is so extraordinary that he has been published far beyond the other professors in his department. His scientific work has been published in, has been featured in Science, in Nature, and on the cover of Scientific American. He made the cover. He is co-author of a major college astronomy textbook that was published just last year by Cambridge University Press. He has published 68 peer-reviewed scientific articles. That's almost four times what his own department has stated as a standard for demonstrating research excellence that's needed for tenure, like four times over. In other words, he's done enough work to get four professors tenured, practically. And so the president of Iowa State University has turned him down, and now he has appealed this to the Iowa State Board of Regents. So we'll see what happens. We'll let you know. But why is it? It's because of his IQ? No, it's not because of his IQ. I doubt that the other professors in the department would want to have an IQ threshold to see who should receive tenure? Is it because he doesn't understand astronomy? He's just uneducated? Can't be that. It's because he doesn't bow down to the god of Darwinism and evolution and atheism. That's why. Because he believes in intelligent design, that when you look at the universe, you see there is evidence for design. And because of their bias, because evolutionists are biased, because they are intolerant, because they reject free speech. Now, these are the beautiful people I'm talking about. Because they are bigoted against those who believe in God. And Guillermo Gonzalez, I hope he says, I'm a Christian, I believe Jesus Christ created, but he says he's part of the intelligent design movement that doesn't take a position on who the designer is. And that's a big mistake to do that. But the beautiful people who believe in free speech, tolerance, diversity, academic freedom, the beautiful people are so extraordinarily intolerant, way worse from what I can tell than the conservative Christians that they condemn. These beautiful people would be very happy if Guillermo Gonzalez, if his career was destroyed, if he could never publish again, if he could not teach. They'd probably like to burn his textbook that he's just published by Cambridge University Press. Certainly they'd like to burn The Privileged Planet. Certainly. Okay. Remember years ago, I've told this story, but not in a long time, but years ago, when I was heading up Operation Rescue Colorado, we had the state office for that organization. It was in my home, in our basement. And Planned Parenthood had one of their staff members, Patty Krangle. She was unknown by face to us. They paid her to go to work in my house one afternoon a week for a year. Patty Krangle did. And we spotted her as a probe immediately, so we used her as an unwitting double agent. We knew she was a probe from the first day she came to our house. But anyway, at one point, we showed her these books that Margaret Sanger had written, calling blind and deaf people the dead weight of human waste. Margaret Sanger's the founder of Planned Parenthood. And Patty Krangle, trying to talk like a Christian, or trying to talk like she thought a Christian would talk, she said, oh, we should burn those books, right? So she's projecting onto us her own liberalism and her own intolerance. I said, burn those books. No, we want to publish them. We want everybody to know what the founder of Planned Parenthood said about handicapped people being the dead weight of human waste and how she was a racist and hated blacks and Jews and so on. And they still honor Margaret Sanger, Planned Parenthood does, and the liberals. Hey, Maranatha Christian Center, what a great school, and KGov.com.